I'm here with Ben, Dennis, and Casey from the Madison Chatham Coalition Teen Task Force. So guys, I think my first question for you is going to be about the transition from middle school to high school. So you guys are all juniors in high school at this point, but the first time that I met you, you were freshmen. And we had conversations about the transition process for you guys and your friends when you moved from middle school up to the high school. So what do you think parents need to know about that process?
I think it's really important for parents to realize that there's gonna be a huge change in like the social circle from eighth grade to ninth grade, middle school to high school. And I think that it's important that parents maybe have like a small low-key talk with their kids to like know, hey, there's gonna be some changes from the move to middle school to high school. So I just wanna make sure that you know to basically surround yourself with the people that you know are gonna keep you safe and make good decisions, and that they'll just rub off on you. Because there's a lot of times in high school where like, you'll have the opportunity to make poor decisions, and you just wanna try and steer clear from that as much as possible.
I think definitely the biggest thing that parents should know is that, you know, your kids are gonna be interacting with, you know, real men and women. Like, that was the biggest thing that I noticed when I first, you know, walked into the high school. I looked at the upperclassmen, I'm like, wow, those guys are huge. They're like adults now. And that's, you know, typically how upperclassmen act. They act like adults. And I think that's one thing that kids need to know is that, you know, they don't need to feel like they need to be those people. The biggest thing is for kids to be able to differentiate themselves from, you know, the more mature high schoolers, upperclassmen. If they can just, you know, stay in their own circles and not really be influenced by the upperclassmen, I think that that'll be big. Really helpful.
Well, one of the big things about high school is that it brings a lot of new freedoms, and it's important to let your kid navigate high school by himself. Let him choose his own social friend group. Let him kind of navigate his life. But however, if you see your kid doing anything that might, you know, harm himself or others, then that's when you should intervene. And that includes vaping, underage drinking, anything along those lines. So it's important to, you know, let your kid have the freedoms and enjoy being a kid, but just always make sure that you're, you know, making sure that he's not doing anything that could harm himself.
Okay, so it sounds like you guys are saying to make sure that parents are checking in with their teens during that transition process. Casey, you talked about allowing kids to make their own decisions, make their own friends, and choose their, you know, choose their social circle. So that's for parents. What about for teens? You guys all have younger siblings that are either in elementary school, middle school, or even underclassmen. What advice do you have for them as they go to make that transition from eighth grade to ninth grade? What do you wish that somebody maybe had told you about what you would encounter as you entered into the high school?
Well, when you enter high school, it's a completely, you know, new environment, and you can't expect yourself to feel completely comfortable as soon as you walk in the building. You're bound to be uncomfortable. It's just gonna happen. It's a part of the high school experience. However, it's important to know that, you know, once you kind of find that social aspect, your social circle, that, you know, you're really gonna thrive and enjoy it a lot.
I feel like friend groups pretty much sort themselves out almost. I got really lucky with my friends here. We all had similar interests. We all, you know, we're not partiers, so that just kind of worked out. Those in our group who were or wanted to, they just kind of left themselves. But if you find yourself in a group with people who want to party and drink, it's so easy to find another group. Like, there are so many people in high school, and there are 100%, there's people that are just like you that just don't want to drink or do any of that.
When you're in high school, either when you're a freshman or a sophomore, you're gonna get invited to parties, you're gonna go to sporting events, and you're gonna have like the opportunities to go. And if you're not really comfortable, what your friends are maybe pressuring you to go, like Dennis said, there's no like reason or purpose to go if you're not comfortable. You can always find new friends, and also there's a good chance that the friends who wanted to go aren't gonna like it just like you thought, so that you'll still have them. But like, there's always opportunities to like make new friends, find the people that are a good fit for you. You should never feel pressure to do something that you're not willing to do. Maybe you'll be feeling that chance like later on in high school, but if it's just not for you, you should just stick to that.
Would you guys mind sharing a little bit about your experience that you had as you moved from middle school to high school, kind of what you went through?
So in the summer between 8th grade and 9th grade, I was hanging out with a few friends almost every day, going to each other's houses, going to the pool, just having a fun time. And a little bit past halfway, a few of my friends got introduced to Juul, and they started experimenting with that. I was encouraged to try it, and I knew it was just gonna lead me down the wrong path, so I just stayed clear. I tried warning them, telling them it was gonna lead to no good. They obviously didn't listen, and I haven't really been in touch with them since, but I know that they're not in a great spot right now because of it.
Yeah, the summer going into my freshman year, I joined the cross-country team, which was probably one of the best decisions I've ever made. Everyone on the cross-country team, they're all pretty like-minded. I mean, you have to be pretty crazy to want to run for fun. And also, you know, you can't really drink and be an athlete like a cross-country runner is, so, you know, you're in a common group. It was about like halfway through freshman year where I realized that, you know, the high school was just so much better than the middle school. I mean, just your classes. I enjoyed my classes so much more. I felt like I had a lot more freedom, and just socially things were so much better.
For me, the beginning of freshman year was kind of tough. I was transitioning between one friend group and another, but as soon as I kind of, you know, found my friends who shared the same beliefs as me and didn't pressure me into anything, we really became a really, like, good group and, you know, made high school a lot more enjoyable for me.
So what do you guys think it is about the summer between 8th and 9th grade? Because we've heard that from, you know, we do listening sessions with people your age, middle school, high school students, and everyone kind of says the same thing. It's that period of time where you're moving, that summer before 9th grade. Why do you think it is that then is the time that kids start shifting groups and start experimenting a little bit? What do you think it is about that time period?
I think what most kids think after 8th grade is that, oh, now we're in high school, we have a lot more freedom, we have, like, we're, like, now the cool kids. And I think that they think that they have more opportunities to, like, try new things, and they kind of want to fit in with, like, the upperclassmen, but what they don't realize is how early they are in the high school stages. They haven't even really begun their freshman year. And talking from, like, the standpoint of a junior, when you see freshmen and sophomore partaking in those, like, really bad decisions, you kind of realize how stupid it is, because, like, they're just so young.
I think a lot of people, or a lot of upcoming freshmen, think that, you know, they need to, like, prepare for high school for some reason, and so, like, you know, having a beer with your friends is like it's a rite of passage to, you know, have a party. And I think a lot of people think that, you know, the party culture just rules the high school, and in fact it really doesn't. You know, there are a lot of people that, you know, don't partake in that, and that, you know, they don't just because they're athletes, or they don't just because, you know, their parents don't want them to, or they don't because they just don't want to. And I think that, you know, if you can avoid that early, you'll set yourself up for success later.
A lot of movies and TV shows show high school to be, you know, kind of one big party, and I feel like kids nowadays feel like partying and, you know, is almost a need. Like, you need to kind of do it in high school in order to stay cool and relevant. So it's kind of more of a need mindset than a, like, a want-to mindset.
Yeah, high school is nothing like the movies. That's just, like, the biggest thing. It is nothing like the movies, in a good way.
So you guys are all juniors. You've started thinking about schools. You've started going on tours. You know what you are looking for in a school. Audra talked about what parents need to know as their kids make the transition from high school to college, and really about how kids need to be able to make their own decisions when it comes to school. They, you know, two-year schools, community schools need to be an option, things like that. What are you guys thinking about? What are you concerned about? What do you think substance use is going to look like on a college campus? And I'm not asking what you're going to do when you get to a college campus, but what are the things that you're starting to think about as you begin to make that move from high school to college?
For me, I've looked at colleges, but I've also looked at options for doing a post-grad year, so like a private academy, just in case my grades aren't where I want them to be and I don't really get into the schools that I want to go to. So I have my sights set on college, you know, immediately, but if that doesn't work out, then I'm totally open to doing an extra year at an academy, just to mature a little bit, get my grades where I need to be.
From like touring different colleges, I've noticed that there's like small colleges and big colleges with several thousand students, and each college is different in its own good way. You can tell how at some there's more like Greek life, which is like fraternities and sororities, and you can tell that there's more of a partying culture at some colleges than the other. But my goal just for transitioning into college from high school is just that since I'm going to be introduced to an entirely new environment of people, I'm probably not going to be having the same friends from high school. Hopefully get to keep them, but not during college. Just trying to like notice who's a good fit for me and like people that have a good head on their shoulders and just spending time with them. I'm sure I'll get invited to a few parties, maybe go to a few, but also just being very responsible, being careful and just like knowing what I'm doing.
Yeah, one of like the big things that kind of faces teens is how the college process starts earlier and earlier every year. For me, I started pretty early. I guess I'm a victim of that, but I feel like it left me really prepared. Right now I've seen pretty much all the colleges I want to see. I know which region area I want to go to, so I have a pretty definite list right now. But I feel like that's just a huge weight off my shoulders, knowing what I want to do, where I want to go. I feel like it just gives me a big advantage, and I feel like my summer, you know, is going to be I'm gonna be able to work, have fun, make some money, not really have to worry about college too much, just because I've done what I need to do.